What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take this morning's look, some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. With the May the 5th elections quickly approaching, Panama District Mayor Jose Luis Fabrega finds himself in the centre of public attention. His management is reflected in a considerable staff made up of 6,032 officials, and surprisingly more than a quarter of this staff, exactly 1,606 individuals, play roles as promoters or assistants to community promoters. This is a higher figure if we take into account that at the end of the term of former mayor José Isabel Blandón from 2014 to 19, the payroll was around 3,500 officials, and of that total number, the community promoters was approximately 350. The above represents an increase of 72.3% in the overall payroll of the municipality of Panama and an increase of 359% in the hiring of the controversial figure of the community promoter. In fact, councillors such as Ricardo Dominguez from the town of Bella Vista and Guillermo Bermudez from the town of Don Bosco, and also a candidate for mayor of the capital district, have described these new appointments as political, since Fabrega aspires to be re-elected in the mayor's office of Panama. Bermudez denounced in the last session of the Municipal Council of Panama that there are community boards related to Fabrega that have hundreds of officials. Deputy Edison Brosse, candidate for mayor of Panama through free nomination, and whose candidacy is supported by the Other Path movement, MOCA, speaks along the same lines, who stressed that for 2 years he has denounced that these appointments are merely political. That is a politicization of the payroll. It is a function, community promoter, that allows them opacity. Part of my plan, if I become mayor, is to review this issue in the first 6 months. All the bottles, they go outside, he pointed out. In the last 3 months, and in the midst of the electoral campaign, the payroll of the municipality of Panama has experienced notable growth. For example, in January of 2024, the number of officials in that local government was 4,634, while in February it reached the number of 5,584. The last report for the month of March showed the number of 6,032 collaborators. Most community promoters receive a monthly salary between $600 and $700, although the specific function of the new officials is, well, unknown. If they were community promoters, the additional budget to support these 448 positions would be between $268,000 and $313,000 per month. Organizations such as the Urban Citizen Network of Panama have stated that these statistics demonstrate the clientelism in which the public administration is immersed. The next government faces the challenge of selecting 5 new directors for the board of the directors of the Panama Canal. Filling these shoes will be a complex task, considering the nature of the entity and that 3 of the current directors who complete their mandate in 2025 have provided balance in decisions related to corporate law, the financial world, and engineering. These 3 directors, Francisco Sierra, Oscar Ramirez, and Ricardo Arango, assumed their positions in 2016. Sierra, currently general manager of the largest bank in the area from the private sphere, has experience in banking and finance. Ramirez is recognized as one of the most experienced structural engineers in Panama, while Arango is a lawyer specialized in mergers, acquisitions, and capital markets. The profile of these 3 directors would have generated a certain balance, understanding that they approved decisions in an entity with numerous contracts and suppliers, litigation, and the responsibility of maintaining a monumental engineering infrastructure, as well as investment projects that will exceed $8,000 million in the next 5 years. In addition to these 3 directors, 2 additional changes occur with each change of presidential administration. One of them is the director appointed by the executive who presides over the board of directors and holds the rank of Minister of State of Canal Affairs. The other is the director appointed by the legislative branch who can be freely appointed or dismissed by it. Currently, the board's president and Minister of Canal Affairs is Aristides Royo, who took office in July of 2019. This position lasts for 5 years. Regarding Deputy Roberto Abrego, representative of the National Assembly, he resigned from his position on the Board of Directors of the Panama Canal Authority, the ACP, in October of 2023. He vacated his board seat due to a rule that prevented him from remaining in office while he campaigned for re-election in his circuit for the upcoming 5th of May election. The Board of Directors is made up of 11 directors whose appointment is made as follows. In addition to the last two mentioned, another 9 directors are appointed by the President of the Republic with the consent of the Cabinet Council and ratification by the absolute majority of the members of the Legislative Assembly. The directors serve in their positions for a term of 9 years and may be removed only for the reasons established in Article 20 of the Organic Law of the Panama Canal Authority. Of the current Board of Directors, Enrique Sanchez, Jorge González, Nicolas González Revilla, Dora María Pérez Valladares, Lauri Melo and Luis Navas will continue in their positions with different expiration years. Exactly a month ago, the Ministry of Public Works, the MOP, announced to the country the start of construction of the 4th bridge over the Panama Canal. There was great expectation. It was a complex work, understanding that it went through changes in its design, scope and reforms in the amount, well, after its execution became independent of Line 3 of the Panama Metro. The construction of the bridge, with a length of 3.6 kilometres, including the east and west accesses, and with 6 traffic lanes, will cost $1,372.16 million. And during this construction, it will generate more than 3,500 jobs. This was what the Minister of Public Works, Rafael Sabonge, emphasised, who visited the work a month ago, together with the Minister of Economy, Hector Alexander, and, of course, President Laurentino Cortizo, to be immortalised in the photos of the beginning of the work. But neither Sabonge, nor Alexander, nor Cortizo include in their narratives what the bridge will really cost after perfecting what they call financial engineering. That is, when the financing that the contractor will be responsible for while the state ends up paying is accounted for, the debt in installments, until the year 2032. It is a work that basically applies under the figure of turnkey, build now, pay later. According to the project addendum, whose inspection process through the Comptroller General of the Republic took place in April of 2023, the contractual price of the project is $2,138.9 million, including the taxes that must be paid by the consortium in charge of the jobs. The project documents certainly indicate that in a design and construction line, considering the payment of taxes, $1,372 million have been accounted for, but in addition, up to $716 million have been contemplated in the financing price. The Ministry of Economy and Finance, the MEF, will be in charge of paying the work to the Panama 4th Bridge Consortium, made up of China Communications Construction Company Limited and China Harbour Engineering Company Limited, in a calendar that runs from March of 2026 to March of 2032. The payments begin with the disbursement of $280.3 million, which according to the MEF programming would come from the savings generated annually in the administration that will begin next July 1st. At least that is what the Public Financing Directorate considers when consulting it about the structure that will be used for the 4th bridge. Around 70% now of Digicel's mobile customers have managed to migrate and opt for number portability to join other telecommunications companies. This was reported by the intervened company in a statement, recalling that customers had until the 20th of April of this year, that is next Saturday, to switch to another operator and not lose their cell phone line. To date, 70% of prepaid and postpaid customers have successfully migrated. Digicel customers have the option of purchasing a new prepaid chip or signing a service contract with the operator of their choice, as well as performing portability at no cost by visiting any of the points enabled by the other two mobile telephone operators, they told the company. Now, this is according to the National Authority of Public Services, the SEP, that Digicel had 330,000 clients. Last March, ASEP announced the definitive cessation of Digitel's operations after failing to give the concession to another operator on two occasions. This reminder arises as a result of the closing of the public tender process, number 01-2023 Telco, by the National Authority of Public Services, which had the objective of granting a new concession to operate and exploit the service provided by Digicel Panama S.A. without a new concession being awarded, the recent statement indicated. Well, currently, there are only two operating companies left in Panama, Tigo and MásMóvil, both of which have been offering plans and offers to attract the more than 330,000 customers that Digicel had. The Panama economy will suffer a slowdown, and although it will have positive growth, the boost in gross domestic product, the GDP, will be less than in 2023, when it increased to 7.3%, according to the International Monetary Fund, the IMF. The reason, the impact of the closure of the mine, in addition to the consequences of the reduction of income from the canal due to restrictions on transit due to the drought. As a result of the mine closure, GDP growth is projected to decline 2.5% in 2024, before gradually improving in the medium term, the IMF had advanced on March the 4th in a preliminary report. Panama faces this year not only the challenge of mine closure, but also the electoral period and recently the loss of investment grade by Fitch. In this context, the projections were presented this week by the International Monetary Fund in its World Economic Outlook report, which details that for this year, 2024, Panama's GDP is expected to grow 2.5%, and by 2025 it will recover a little to reach 3%. And that's it. There we go. Those are some of the local news stories compiled for you for this morning's programme.